Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this and your own altar daily to have a quiet time with God. Welcome to Sunday, the fifth day in the month. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. Day five is not an ordinary number. On the fifth day in creation, God created the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. Open your hand. This day, you will enjoy fruitfulness and multiplication. You will enlarge and expand on every side. The number five also stands for grace. Jesus took five loaves of bread and fed multitudes. We also have what we call fivefold ministry. So five is tied to grace, life, multiplication, and fruitfulness. It stands for abundance, divine blessing, and breaking into new dimension. Do this if you can, where you are now. Take three or four, five steps forward. Walk around your room or wherever you are and declare, I declare multiplication in my life. Say it to yourself. Say my resources, opportunities, relationship, impact, an increase shall be without limit. I rise to a new level. Soon, I rise to a new dimension. Raise up your two hands and say, I will soar like the eagle. I will move like fish through deep waters. No limitations shall come on me anymore. I prophesy, angel of the tenth month, be on assignment for me and my family. Let's do this. Let's do this. Look for an item, a document, a paper, an invoice, a receipt booklet, letterhead or complimentary card, just anything representing the job, the work, the products, the goods, the services, the market, the ministry, the program, the platform, the contact, the practices, the network, or whatever you do for a living, your investment, whatever is bringing you money, including your children's photographs. Touch them, hold them, and raise them up for prayers. I prophesy, what you do will grow. What brings you money will enlarge and blossom. Take some more steps. Walk up and down where you are gently and declare, nothing around me will die. I will walk in high places of life. I will climb to be top. I will conquer territories. I will operate in dominion. I will prosper and flourish in life in Jesus' name. My family, my children shall do the same. My life shall glorify God in the name of Jesus. That's right. Please anoint your head, anoint your forehead, anoint your eyes, your ears, and your tongue as you go today. It is well. Oh, you will see the power of God. October 5th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Oh, you are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will grow old and grow well in Jesus' name. Now, let's go to sharing. First issue today, I covered your anointing on my husband, sir. My husband has the calling of God, which I also am also aware of, even before we got married, and there has been confirmation from people, both known and unknown. Sir, my husband plans to go to the seminary, which will cost more than half a million naira soon, but there is no financial capability for us. We are still struggling as a family. I am of the opinion that can't he do the work of God without going to the seminary to spend 3 years for a master's degree in theology? But he is insisting. God asked him to go. I need your fatherly counsel, sir, about this. Wow. Are you of the Orthodox church background, like the Catholic, Anglican, or Methodist setting? Even Baptist, each church organization has its own structure, setting, and beliefs, which are okay. Their setting is that you go through the seminary to study and earn the degree, and it's working for them. We Pentecostals do not insist on such setting. Yes, we also do various trainings, but some as short as 5 weeks, 2 or 3 months. We continue to learn on the job, doing some other trainings in-house, off-campus. But we are strong on the fact that whoever will work for God must have a clear calling of God and then be mentored by a spiritual father to learn the rope from him. many general overseers and church founders in the Pentecostals did not attend any formal seminary. Yet, we all see the explosive, the growth, the impact they are making all over. None of us is wrong, depending on beliefs, doctrines, and the structure of the church. My advice to your husband is, if his calling is clear, he should get attached to a mentor figure whose ministry, character, pedigree he admire, learn, receive counsel, and then secure a sure calling, the aspect of the message God gave him and the people God sent him to preach to. He should remember, no one is getting younger, and new generations of ministers are daily rising, or else the calling may never be actualized. But if he belongs to the Orthodox setting, as I have explained, well, he just have to abide with their setting. One thing I also know about the Orthodox setting is that they have a retirement age for their ministers. So he should make haste and no longer waste time. Next, good morning to you, my daddy in the Lord, and the TPGM members. I need your family experience on this issue. We are both in our late 50s and widows. We have been friends from secondary school. We dated each other 1985, but soon went our different ways to further our education. Recently, 2025, we met again. My friend, she is a senior pastor now, and she said traditional marriage is not acceptable for pastors, but we must go to the registry before anything can happen between us. Is this true, sir? Wow. I want to agree with her. You are both adults, not just adults. I believe you are now daddies and mommies. Haven't been married before, you had children, but now you are widow and widower. As Christian, you can't just pack to each other's house and start living as husband and wife. There is need for some formalities, agreement. I also think that her pastor, whoever is her father in the Lord, and your own pastor should also know and give their blessings. Your children, both sides, should also know and be happy with this union. I don't know whether I fully answer your questions. If not, write to me again. Make it clearer so that I can give clearer counsel. Next, good morning, Pastor. Please clarify this for me. You always say we don't pay for God's blessings or miracle. Yet, you still hammer on sowing seed, special seed, for greater result, not minding different income of we members on this platform, which may cause indifferences. Thank you, sir. Wow. Yes, giving to God's work in form of tithe, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, and the special monthly seed we give is not transactional. Rather, it is obeying the law of seed and harvest. Rather, it is doing what God called us to do and fulfilling our purpose on earth. Giving and tithing are our obligation to God as long as we live. It also removes devourers and opens the windows of heaven. According to Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, Luke chapter 6 verse 38, Proverbs 11 28, and so many other scriptures to back up that we are giving to God is not transactional. It does not mean because we are not transactional, we should not give to God. No, it is our earthly obligation as long as we live. On income differentials, we are not competing in giving to God. Each one should do according to how much God has blessed him or her and according to each other's faith. God knows how much he has blessed every one of us. Well, tithe paying, offering giving, and all these sacrificial seeds are the thing that liberated my life from poverty and penury and opened God's heaven upon me. I want it to happen to every other person. That is why I teach and emphasize it all the time. And I have said that I do so deliberately so that we can build the DNA, the spiritual DNA, the culture of tithing and giving to God. I will not just be give me club children. No, seed speaks before God. No seed sowing, no harvest coming. And the kingdom of God must keep enlarging. You are listening to other people's testimonies as they give, as they tithe, or the 9999, the 10, 10, 10, 10. Whatever you do that brings the glory, you do it more. Sowing seed, giving, tithing to enlarge the kingdom of God opens our heaven. Remove devourers, make our life transgenerational. Do it. It will bless you. Join us tomorrow morning after receiving Turning Point on Turning Point Prayer Hub online, 6:30 to 7 a.m. on our YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. I prophesy to everyone this life, you will see the hand of God mightily. He will back you up with his awesome power. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Have a great day.